This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at
everything. Today's topic is The Lion King.
So listen, this is a very special episode of Girls on Porn.
Should we out our friend that suggested this?
Hell yeah.
Our friend Dan texted us out of the blue and just said, "You, based on the trailers
got
alone.
Got a hot pitch for you.
Yeah, I got a hot pitch for you. You should do an episode just determining which is a more faithful remake of The Lion King, the live action remake, or the Loin King parody from Wood Rocket." Well, he wasn't that specific.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah. So
we credit the porn.
Some of you might know Wood Rocket is known for doing these amazing porn parodies, and they are pretty great with their timing.
They crank them out fast.
They really
while
do.
They're relevant, unlike us squeezing this in under the wire while this is just barely still in theaters.
They had a Lion King porn parody come out this summer called The Loin King.
Yeah.
Just to coincide with the theatrical release of Jon Favreau's live action remake, The Lion King, starring Donald Glover and Beyonce.
Which Rachel and I also watched together in theaters.
At 12 p.m. on a Tuesday.
With definitely like two field trips.
Yeah. With a
so many children
camp.
Oh, was it a karate camp?
Yeah, it was a karate camp's like day trip. They were like, "It's raining, let's go see a movie."
Sure.
Yeah. And boy, what an experience it was.
Yeah. This is, like, should we, I feel.
What's happening?
I'm having a stroke. Should we put these films to the task of whether or not they were faithful?
No.
Or, great. I don't think so either. I just wanted to put that out
there. I think we should just compare and contrast.
Yeah, compare and contrast. Like any great critic.
What we liked, what we didn't like.
Okay.
Is either going in or spank bank.
Yeah.
Stick to the format, you know?
Yeah. Do we have research for Lion King?
I don't. I have no research.
All I can tell you is that
I have personal experience with The Lion King.
Oh, we should talk about that. I'll give you the only bit of research I have, which is not actually research, just like anecdotal knowledge, that The Lion King is one of the first shining examples of high concept cinema.
Is it?
Meaning like it's just Hamlet. Like,
sure.
For Disney, for kids. It's actually not Hamlet, though. Like, the story is actually quite... There's obviously, like, things that are reminiscent of Hamlet.
Right.
But, like, I was watching the Lion King remake being like, the ghost has to show up at the beginning.
If we know anything, dad is dead.
Yeah.
When
and everybody dies in Hamlet. I hope that's not a spoiler for anyone. It's been a couple hundred years.
If you haven't read it.
I don't have like much to bring to the table with respect to like Lion King.
Yeah. I found out recently that it was like we can have like two lion deaths, but we couldn't say the word fart in the movie. Like they don't say fart in the original.
You're right.
But they do say fart
he sings
in the 2019.
About farts, but he doesn't ever say it.
He doesn't ever say fart.
But
so
in the
2019 remake, he says the word fart. And thank God, because homegirl loves a fart joke.
Homegirls.
Love
with
a fart
you
joke.
On that.
Yeah, right?
The only thing I love more than a fart joke is a queef joke, which would be a stretch for Disney.
We're not there yet, but we're right around the corner.
A girl can dream.
Yeah.
So, wait, I want to hear your personal experience.
Okay. As you may or may not know about me, I had inappropriate feelings for, like, a lot of, like...
Cartoon characters.
Cartoon characters, but also, like, animals.
Okay. Like, so I was about to say, like, I don't know that these feelings are inappropriate because we all had our crush on, like, Prince Eric or
Aladdin.
Oh,
no. I'm not talking about Prince Eric. I'm talking about teenage Simba.
The Dimitri from Anastasia. Sorry, no. I was going down my own path.
I'm talking about teenage Simba.
Okay.
Teenage Simba was hot to me.
Teenage Simba was voiced by JTT?
No.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Matthew Broderick.
Young Simba?
Young Simba. I'm talking about teenage Simba. Oh. Teenage Simba when he's grown.
Because Matthew Broderick
adult.
Does like
adult
Simba. Simba.
Yeah.
But Jay, okay.
When he's
so
got
I was
long
with you on
mane.
8-year-old Simba.
No.
On prepubescent Simba. I was like,
whoa.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas
man.
Voiced him. How could you not get a little wet?
Like, yeah. No, I'm talking about like grown man version Simba with his mane and his swagger.
Okay.
And when he like jumps out of the woods and he's like, Hakuna Matata. And he like shakes his mane. Like I was like, he's got sex appeal.
Yeah.
I was really
they animated
into it.
Sex appeal for sure.
Yeah,
I can't say that I had that particular affinity.
Really,
are there other animals? This reminded me of a Chrissy Teigen tweet where like Disney tweeted something like,
yeah.
"Who's your favorite? Like, who did you have a crush on?" And it's like leads from Disney movies, and it included like Simba, and she was like, "Disney, these are fully animals."
Yeah. Hey,
what other?
It was me.
What other like animal affinities did you have?
I can't believe I'm going to say this on air. I'm going to say this on air.
Oh, we're crossing it. Though suddenly she's demure.
Wishbone.
Oh, no. Rachel.
Fully.
Wait, okay.
A dog.
Wait.
Not even a cartoon.
I have a lot of issue to take with this.
I know.
Not even because, like, it's a dog.
Why.
That's our first question.
I don't know
question.
Why, but they put him in, like, leading role characters. They dressed him up in little outfits, and they put him in, like, as, like, Romeo and Romeo and Juliet. Like, of course, I had romantic feelings for this tiny dog.
But Wishbone was also, like, kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That tracks.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, this holds for
they,
you
like,
and your taste
They, like, made him play,
now.
Like, Huck Finn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course
but
I
he
thought
was, like,
it was
like,
sexy.
A nerdy Huck Finn. Like, he was, like, Wishbone was kind of a dork.
Yeah.
Like the voice, the tone of the voice, and they're like, boy, and we're off our way. Here we go. Oh, goodness. The mystery. Like,
don't
that,
care.
It's a dog doing that. It's a nerdy dork dog.
In a tiny costume.
And you are here
what
for
really
him.
Sealed the deal for me was when they did an episode on the Count of Monte Cristo. And he was the Count of Monte Cristo. And I was like, something about that like emotional arc that he went through,
wow.
You know, his comeuppance, I really fell for him.
You know, I knew you were a sexual creature, but thinking about watching PBS in the 90s and somehow making that sexual is impressive to me.
It just was like, it's just something that I still grapple with. I mean, like, what is that?
I have one additional question about your wishbone crush.
Okay.
Should I be worried about leaving you alone with Sally?
No, because Sally's a girl.
Oh, okay. I see.
No, absolutely not. I would never. I love...
Even when she snuggles in your crotch just so?
No, even when she snuggles in my crotch, I'm like, get out of there.
Good.
I'm like, get.
Because she don't know what she do.
Yeah. I know. Like, I get that little dogs love to be, like, the warmest place of your body, but, like, I'll be sleeping with her, and she'll just get into my vagina, and I'm like, can you not? Can you not?
Well, don't slut shame her.
Okay, I'm no, sorry, sorry. I know, she's like, she's looking for heat.
She loves a knee pit as much
as
a vagina
she loves
pit,
a little nook.
All right?
Yeah, it's true. She loves a...
Whatever nook she can get.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Lion King. So
Lion
I had a
King.
Thing for teenage Simba. I say teenage because it makes me feel better than saying like grown Simba.
Because
I in my head
you like him
like,
young, like why is that better?
Because I was like also a I don't know young.
Yeah,
but what's
how
weird
old were you at this time? Lion King came out when we were in elementary school.
Yeah,
and you would have been young.
What's weird?
Because
though,
you're younger than me.
As we've pointed out many times. What's weird, though, is, like, I was attracted to Simba, but then I also played him when I was, like, playing on the playground.
Because you're a bossy bottom.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be Simba.
I'm going
I'm
to
Simba
embody
with his
that
full
which
mane.
I desire.
I was very specific that I was like, I'm grown Simba. Like, I don't want to be, like, young cub Simba. Like,
yeah.
I want the mane.
Yeah, I'm coming into my power.
Also, another side note.
Uh-huh.
In college... In theater school,
uh-huh.
We did an animal lab where it was like, you know, we did like a voice and movement lab and
of
everyone
course.
Like
picked
you had to pick a lab.
An animal.
Yeah, you picked an animal and you like fully committed and you'd like, you know, basically like you'd start off being like 100% this animal and then you'd be like 50% this animal
yeah.
and like slowly morph into
then
a human or whatever
yeah.
and like how it would change. And I picked a male lion.
Okay.
I was a male lion for my animal lab.
And that went back to your roots.
Yeah. And my friend was a bear. And one day it was like, we're here all at the watering hole, and like we only have 15 minutes left of class.
Did you fuck your bear friend?
No, my bear friend fucking killed me. He killed me when my back was turned and I was at the watering hole.
What?
I know, bastard.
What I'll a never weird let him live move that in drama class.
I know. Yeah, he still reminds me of it this day. He's like, remember that one time when we only had 10 minutes
kicked
left of class?
Ass.
Yeah, we had 10 minutes left of class, and our teacher was like, if anyone has anything left they want to do.
And he like, just wanted it. To
yeah.
kill you.
Yeah, he was like, I'm the king of the jungle.
That's so weird. Do I know
so
this
anyways,
friend?
Yeah, it's Brooks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, anyways, got a lot of things.
Well enough to,
yeah,
like...
Got a lot of things with lions.
Okay.
Loved The Lion King. That being said,
yeah,
let's talk about the new remake.
Yeah.
Now
remake.
That we've gone off on a bunch of
so,
tangents.
I'll be transparent that I went into this expecting to like it much less than I did.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it got like weird hype this summer. And I actually knew much less about it than you'd think I should.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't know Jon Favreau directed it until
oh, really?
It ended. And I was like, oh,
what? Yeah.
But I feel better about liking it.
Yeah.
And I knew Beyonce was adjacent, but
right.
I didn't realize she was like in
Nala.
It.
Yeah.
I thought she like did a song or something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. She did both.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
Of course, always. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Just always going above and beyond.
Workaholic.
Yeah. But yeah, I like, I had a few like key questions.
Really?
We talked about the gherkin sequence.
Yeah.
I mean, merkin.
The merkin.
Gherkin is a kind of pickle.
Yeah.
Merkin is
yeah.
a...
Yeah. Since when was a ginger
wig.
Pube
yes.
in the fucking original?
Was
you
there
know?
A ginger pube in
no.
the original? Did we go back to look for
yes,
it?
Yes. I looked for... I, it was like a piece of, like, dust. And
yeah.
that's when Rafiki finds it. And he's like...
yeah.
He's alive!
So just
whatever.
To explain what we're talking about...
Yeah. A piece
for
of...
For those that haven't seen it... A piece of Simba's mane, once he's teenage aged,
yeah, yeah.
relevant for interests.
And he's got pubes.
A like a piece of mane, mm-hmm. like looses and then like takes this way too epic journey
of the circle of life.
Yeah, this it's like I guess demonstrating the circle of life, but also finding its way back to Rafiki, so that
yeah,
he
right.
knows that Simba's still alive.
Yeah,
but
across
it, like,
the Serengeti,
it gets like eaten by a giraffe and then like shat out.
Then a
we
dung
don't
beetle.
See the shit. We just see
yeah,
it emerge.
We
don't see the shitting
oh,
happen.
We
see
the pooping.
Shit itself.
Yeah,
we don't see the garage.
Yeah.
Garage. Do giraffes like take squats when they take shits?
I think it just falls.
Yeah,
I think gravity.
I
just
think
works
standing
for
animals
them.
Like
yeah.
that, it just like falls out.
It just falls, like
yeah,
a
so
horse.
We don't see the shitting happen, but we
right.
see the shit being like rolled up by a little dung beetle,
and the pube still in there,
and then the pube still in there, and then it like. Somehow
gets
loses
picked
itself.
Up,
yeah, I guess like
by a gust
from, like,
of wind.
Yeah. And then Rafiki, like, and then carried by ants
yeah.
to Rafiki,
and Rafiki
who then picks
it up.
And you geniusly, as we were watching the movie, yeah. were like, sniff it.
I was like, I dare you to sniff it.
Sniff it,
bitch.
Yeah.
Let's
did
get
it.
Kinky.
He did it.
Yeah, who knew there was going to be some scat play in this?
Yeah, but that's somehow how he knows Simba's
yeah.
still alive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to, like,
I just think, I mean, I get the whole, like, sequence of being like, and here's the circle of life. Let's hammer in this story.
Yeah.
You know, the lesson that we're all learning.
Yeah. But also, like, it was that weird, like, Game of Thrones effect of, like, how far away is the little gully or
yeah,
whatever the
yeah,
fuck that,
yeah,
like, Timon and
living.
Pumbaa hang out in that Nala can find her way there in, like, what seems like a day.
Less than a day.
And then, like, we have to watch this, like, merkin
yeah.
travel on the wind to
yeah.
be like, it's really far away. He wouldn't have known. Like,
right.
And then Rafiki's just there.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's alive. And then he
him.
Just finds him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You're asking me to just suspend a lot here.
Yeah. Yeah. Children's movies.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
I can't empathize with a lion that looks like a lion.
Mm-hmm.
I need facial expressions.
Yeah, you want cartoon facial
yeah.
expressions because it endears you to the characters.
Oh, yes. And I mean, then it requires so much on the voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, like, pull us in and, like, emote, you
yeah.
know? And some of these voice actors were, like, not doing it for me.
Yeah, some of the voice
felt
acting was, like, a little bit lackluster.
It was pretty casual.
I have to say I was missing JTT. I'm sure that young actor is wonderful. I just had bias
yeah.
for the gravelly
oh,
sex
sure.
that
uh-huh.
was fourth grade JTT or whatever,
uh-huh.
however old he endlessly is.
Yeah. Still in fourth grade.
But I did not have that issue.
Really?
In terms of, like, relating to the animals, because Rachel, I speak with animals.
I know.
I just speak
me
the language
too.
Of the animals.
But
so.
I was like, When you think about that normal moment of like Mufasa's like the look of betrayal and like deep hurt in his eyes when his brother is like putting his nails into his paws.
Uh-huh.
Like if you look back on the screenshot of that and like the emotion that's happening in his face compared to like what we got in the remake, I was like, I'm not crying.
You did though.
I didn't cry.
Oh, I thought you did. You were like, oh no.
I mean, sure.
But I thought you like braced yourself for tears.
No, I didn't cry. And I was like waiting for to like cry when like sweet little Simba in the original like sees his dad and is like,
yeah,
is there anybody out there? And like his little face.
Yeah.
Compared to like what we got, which was just like a generic like Lion Cubs, like just regular old resting bitch face. Like I was like, this isn't making me weep.
I cried. You're made of stone.
I'm made of stone, I guess. So that's my number one.
But yeah,
thing.
No, it is a weird. That's
they could
what
have
I actually,
split the difference. They could have done a little bit more CGI.
Yeah,
I think to like get like some eyebrow raises, get some sort of like smiling.
I thought the CGI was pretty intricate, but I hear you that like it could be more.
It just
I think
was
they were
too
trying to strike
realistic.
I think they were trying to strike the balance between like this is what animals actually do.
Right.
There were a couple moments where it was like this is tight, like this is good.
Yeah.
Like there was one joke, where like when they bait with Pumbaa. When they're like, we just need somebody to like create a diversion, like some kind of meat.
Yeah.
And they have like a shot on him where he just like nods slowly and like processes. I was like, this is working.
It worked oddly well with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
I
actually thought the like physical comedy of the animals was better than I thought it would be.
Oh yes.
But there were times
the two of them.
There were times when the jokes just like didn't work in the real animals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, is it the pacing of like the voice acting or is it the fact that it's like animals?
Yeah.
And it's hard for that to be. Yeah, that's the thing that I thought I would struggle with.
Yeah.
You know, Babe is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Fair.
And I was like, okay, so that works with like animals talking. Is this gonna work or is it gonna be like some cats shit? Or I'm like,
no.
Why is this so CGI and weird?
Yeah.
So I think I went in expecting for it to be bullshit and then was like more on board.
Yeah. I still liked it.
Yeah. We're not even talking about porn.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm just laughing.
Just two more things.
The premise of
Scar
this episode.
Was like really they did Scar dirty in this remake.
How do you mean?
He was like fucking fabulous in the original. Like he had like a black mane and was like kind of hot and sexy and dark. And this one he just looked mangy as fuck.
Yeah, he just looked like he wasn't eating well.
Yeah. Also, love the inclusion of the gay characters, you know. Loved that little tiff.
Wait.
Between
gay characters.
Yeah. When Zazu and Timon fucking meet and there's like a little like tiff. It's like when you like get like one, you have like a hot gay friend and you introduce them to like another hot gay friend. You're like, you guys are going to be friends because you're both hot gays.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't fuck with him. Like, no thanks.
You said this in the theater, but then it gave me pause because I was like, why have we decided that Zazu is gay? I mean, like Timon, I'm with you. Because
he's in love with Mufasa.
Is he?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. 100%. I thought we were going off of the actors. And is John Oliver gay? I thought he was married to a woman.
I think he's married to a woman. But I'm just saying, like, Zazu is like...
Just Britishness equates with gay.
Yeah, he's like, he's a fop.
Touch of the fop.
He's a fop. Anyways, loved that moment.
I realize we talked about this without doing our Olympic little showdown.
Oh, yeah. We have a showdown.
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
We, like, searching for Lion King on Pornhub is disturbing.
It truly is.
More so even than much of the shit we see that disturbs us on the daily on some of the porn aggregates. So I wrote down some of them. There's only a few, and it's in some cases less about the title than it is about, like, what it was.
Yeah, the thumbnail.
Yeah. First one, so that was some Lion King fucking. Just looks
that
like normal porn. Just
oh,
looks
really?
Like regular porn.
Oh, it was just two humans.
Yeah, just two humans fucking. Normal fucks. Looks
that was
just like
some
porn.
Lion King.
Yeah, and I was like, what does Lion King fucking mean to you?
Well, yeah, I'm
unclear.
Confused. Okay.
Next one, just The Lion King. Just a clip from the Lion King original.
They pirated
just
it.
Regular.
And it got taken down on YouTube, so they're like, well, I know where it will be.
But it wasn't even
not
the
regulated.
Full movie. It was like a 2-minute clip. But I was like, this sure comes up high on the list. Like, what is happening? Amateur Euro, gorgeous granny, cunt fucked by your neighbor, German porn. thought I'd read that one because it has nothing to do with the
but
Lion
King. But it came
up. But it just came up because that's what we've been searching lately.
Yeah. And so
it was
that's,
like amateur and mature.
Yeah.
Fucked by your neighbor.
Granny. Yeah. It was. Yeah. It had everything. They're like, we know what this bitch will like.
And I was like, where's the Lion King?
She said
like,
Lion King.
Don't lie to us.
Yeah. But
we know.
We know.
German porn. Next one, Lion King, Can You Feel the Penis Tonight? See what they did there? See what they did?
Now, was that actual Lion King or was it just regular porn?
This was Lion King porn. This was okay. Some of the cartoon porn.
Cartoon, yeah.
They
really go, they get creative with the
CGI. So there's
CGI.
Like, there's games, there's like crazy animated like human bodied Lion King characters with like epic tits and like
and
big
like,
ripped bods just like video
standing.
Game fucking each other
sometimes they're like they look like humans
with human genitalia also.
Lion
King Simba fucks Star Fox Crystal I think was one of those like a crossover
with a human
animated porn
also
Kiara and Vitani fisting Lion King. There were a few that were like Nala and Vitani, like different characters.
Oh, wait, I saw this and it was like Vitani is like Simba's cousin. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. Like there's these characters
yeah.
that I was like, no, wait, I was trying to remember the name of Nala's mom.
Because
I was like, because she definitely came in like a couple of them, but some of them were just like invented characters who were like cousins.
I saw that. I saw one that was like Vitani and then it was like parentheses, Simba's cousin. I was like, what? You can't just throw that in.
Yeah. Like, why? Also, like, why do we need to invent other lions?
Right.
Like,
and also, why is it got to be
the fan fiction wormhole here? Like, we've got these different characters. I don't know if that's like better or worse. If it's like, it means you're all the more involved in your Lion King porn or like you're trying to just vaguely distance yourself just so like we're not exploiting Nala and Simba. It's just Kiara and Vitani. They're slutty cousins.
Yeah, we're not completely ruining your childhood.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's great.
It's just basically like a bunch of like weird crafted animated porn of like some of it just like basically looks like a GIF of like cartoon characters fucking where someone has like painted
or is it GIF?
The guy who invented them says it's GIF.
Okay.
But no one likes that, so people just say GIF still.
All right.
I honestly switch back and forth. I'm not holier than thou about how the fuck to say that.
I'm just like GIF is peanut butter.
I know.
And it's a J.
Yeah.
So
it feels like a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Anyways.
It.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
We're back.
Ready to talk about the Loin King?
Loin King.
Okay, so the Loin King was made by Wood Rocket, mm-hmm. specialized in porn parodies, directed by Leroy Myers, who runs Wood Rocket. Mm-hmm. And he's a fascinating person.
Yeah.
Basically, I read this little article and...
Is this the one in Vice?
I don't know if it's the one in Vice, but it was like something like... The
I think
Loin
I saw
King
one that's
is,
like that's just like there's this parody that exists.
Yeah,
and I have and, like some like an interview with him.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of some quotes, and he says like, "I pick something that I like, something that has a big or loyal enough audience, and then figure out if there's a way to parody it. If a project fits all those criteria, then I start figuring out what to do. I'll usually keep the character sexes the same with a few exceptions, but usually I start by rewatching the movie or series for inspiration and try to capture style and patterns. I do what I do because I enjoy it. I get to make weird sketch comedy with penetration in it. And some people love it, some hate it, some feel I ruined their childhood. But people watch it. I'm just glad to make something that gets out there. It's fun.
An artiste.
Mm-hmm. True artiste.
This film stars...
Yes.
There are more than who I have here.
Yeah.
Daisy Ducati, Kira Noir.
Yeah.
Leia Falcon. Why am I saying this like I can't read? Leia Falcon... Lance Hart.
Uh-huh. Will Tile.
Will Tile. Am I forgetting anybody else? They had like a ton of
yeah,
credits on
they
this
do.
Film. Like,
yeah.
I was well, Kira Noir, to write down the like end credits and was like, Jesus yeah, Christ, we're like, we're getting credit for titles, like end titles. Like
they've that production
costume.
Value.
Yeah. I mean,
so Kira Noir and Will Tile are kind of like the main featured
yeah.
performers.
Yeah.
Here's do you want to hear a little synopsis?
Yes.
Simba and Nana are ready to mate, but his evil uncle Screw sends his daddy to his death via a Wildebrest stampede. Now, with the help of his two friends, Timon and Pumbaa, will Simba get back to feeling the love tonight? Find out in The Loin King.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
This is an opera.
This is an opera.
It's an opera.
We open on a musical number.
Yeah.
We stay in a musical number
for the entire thing until
sex, but it is a musical number for like 2/3
yeah
of it and then yeah. like the it's a 24-minute yeah. adventure
and 2/3 of it
is, like
is
7 minutes
it's like a musical sketch
yeah
all voiced by Leroy Myers
yeah
he wrote lyrics he wrote music
uh-huh
and he sings it all and every all the actors are just like mouthing,
or mouthing
words,
to it,
which is
badly,
weird.
Badly, yeah. I need to say.
Weird, yeah.
Like looking at the monitor, choice. Like mouthing badly.
Yeah.
It's not just him singing though. I think doesn't he have like a female voice come in at one point towards the end?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there were female voices for
Timon
and Pumbaa. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it was
he
strange.
Does a really good female voice because yeah. I thought I heard a chick come in there.
I was honestly impressed by the lyrics.
Yeah, they're very punny.
Yeah.
And just
some highlight songs.
Yeah.
Circle
Jerk of Life.
Circle Jerk of Life.
Which is actually like used to summarize the whole movie. Like
yeah.
we open on it and it's Lance Hart as Elton John
as, yeah.
in this like I wrote down
fur jacket.
Oh yeah. I was like, well, I wrote down so it's like a music video.
Yeah.
Where they use Circle Jerk of Life to be like, they're trying to fuck, but oh man, like uncle kills dad.
Yeah.
And like, they just like summarize the movie
yeah.
in this song.
And he's gotta run away.
And it's like just a crowd of people
yeah.
which are presumably like gathered for Simba's presentation, but then it just
yeah,
turns
it was, like,
into
he's
like
18,
a music video.
He gets to mate. That
yeah.
was like the
And it feels like a music video for the beginning of it. I wrote, why are we in space disco?
yeah.
Because we were like totally detached from
yeah.
the world of the Lion
the
King
Safari.
For a minute
yeah.
there, just to like go to some like disco fantasy.
Where Elton John is
weird,
narrating.
Weird like green screen world
yeah.
with Elton John, Lance Hart.
Yeah.
Mouthing along to Circle Jerk of Life.
Yeah.
Can
then,
we also...
what were you saying?
I think my favorite thing about the movie is in the crowd when you see like just 10 people whatever like
yeah.
dressed up as animals and there's just a guy in the middle in a black shirt that says look at me I'm a snake
yes yeah they also like threw that in to be like this is Nana's boyfriend Jake or Jeff and we're gonna cuckold him I was
yeah.
like oh okay
yeah
throwing in a
they just worked
little
that
twist
in. Yeah.
yeah interesting yeah they had a bunch of people in the background like representing like the pride. And they were all, we open on all of them kind of like either like jerking off or fucking each other. One was a rhino and he was jerking off his rhino horn.
Yeah, you know.
And I was like, okay.
Sure, that's creative. How that works.
Yeah. So another some other highlights, hot cum on my tatas.
Uh-huh.
Instead of Hakuna Matata.
Can I give you a great line from that song?
Thank you, please.
Our memories, wait. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna fuck it up. Let me find it. No, I can't. It's something like our memories are the only place where you'll sneeze.
What?
Yes.
Interesting. He got bored there.
Which I incorporated into my sexting this morning, I have to be honest. I was like, there's nothing better than this line about sneezing. Oh, wait. It's our memories are where your wang will sneeze. Why did I write this down wrong? Was I high?
Oh, I get it.
There's also a great line that makes almost no sense until you think it through. Play my vag like it was Africa, and your dick's name was Toto.
I loved that one.
The real ones get it. It took me a second. Actually, when they said play my vag like it was Africa, I was like, are we talking about this song?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, your dick's name was Toto because your dick's playing
the song
Africa.
Got it. And then, Can You Feel My Muff Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Which,
classic.
Of course, then opens it up to a hard switch.
Into just sex. They keep the paws on.
They keep the little headpieces on.
Yes.
A mysterious tiger print chair comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. They're just like somewhere suddenly in a weird studio room.
Yeah. I mean, they're in a big red room and they have a yellow shag circle rug on the wall to symbolize the setting sun.
Yes. Poignant.
Big
and keep
budget.
In mind, the costume work here leaves something to be desired.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They start in $50 Halloween adventure.
Exactly, it comes in a plastic
to
bag.
To say that they're like furry costumes is a stretch because
yeah,
furry
and
costumes
also
are very
to
elaborate.
Furries.
Yeah, because those are elaborate costumes. This is just them in baggy,
whatever they can find,
Velcro up.
Yeah, sometimes it's not even a costume. Like
yeah.
Pumbaa's costume
just
was
wearing,
just
like ears.
Yeah, she's wearing ears and a cape.
Yeah.
And heels.
Why?
Yeah. So strange.
Yeah. So they start. So
it's Kira Noir and Will Tile.
Mm-hmm.
They start making out. There's no more music.
Yeah, the music cuts out.
Music is done. Now
they
just
start fooling around.
Fuck, it's just porn.
They keep the paws on.
Keep
for
the
a minute.
Paws on.
They come off when the blowjob happens.
Yeah.
Like when the hands need access to the dick, the paws come off. But they did stay on longer than.
I was worried. So he goes down on Kira, and I was really worried about this mane getting in her pussy because I was like, this is going to be synthetic, weird hair.
Yeah.
Gross. It just freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, this fuzz is going to get inside. I don't know. I just went down a dark path where I was like, I'm just concerned for everyone's private parts.
Yeah.
But they kept it on and they kept going at it. So if they weren't concerned, then I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
She's got an insane body. I mean, they both have insane bodies.
Yeah.
She also, maybe it's because I just recently watched something else with her, but she's got incredible blowjob technique.
Yes.
Did you notice this?
I did.
She uses both of her hands.
Yes.
And kind of how you would crack a pepper mill.
Yeah, exactly.
While she's sucking.
Yeah.
And it's moves it forward.
Move.
That's her move. And it's looks insane.
I was going to save this for the other episode
hot.
Where we talk about her.
Yeah.
Because I know which porn you're referring to, and we're going to talk about it later. but yeah, she's the kind of performer where I watch her and I'm like, learning things.
Yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
Holy shit. Like,
yeah.
She is talented.
Yeah.
This film doesn't even really take full advantage of her ability to ride a dick.
It's true.
She is an athletic performer.
She is.
She's great at a blowjob. I wrote down, this is important, they really love a sloppy, noisy BJ at Wood Rocket.
They love it.
And I think it has to do with the miking.
Oh.
I don't know what they do, because it's not these people are mouthing the words. They're not actually singing. So I don't know why they'd be mic'd so well, but somehow when a blowjob comes, reviewed the Bob's Burger parody, it was this squelchiest blowjob noises. Like, we coined the slurpy derpy blowjob term in that episode. And this one was a similar thing where she takes his dick all the way back towards the beginning of the blowjob.
Yeah.
And then chokes on it, and I was scared for her,
because
it just
loud.
Sounded so loud when she basically popped it out of the back of her throat.
Yeah, yeah. He like pushes her back and she makes like a little animal yip noise that I didn't need that.
Yeah, they kind of did some little animal noises throughout. Like he kind of kept being like, "Rawr," and I was like,
roared.
"You're still doing that, huh?"
Yeah. Yeah.
The director is back there being like, "No, just like throw in some animal stuff."
Yeah.
And as they did not go through,
right?
You know, animal training at a theatrical institution.
It's true. And a roar.
They're just giving
is
us
hard.
Like a roar and a squeal.
Yeah. He's got a huge penis.
Yeah.
Massive dong.
Very big dick.
But she takes, I mean, he like puts it in her and she fucking screams.
Yeah.
And it's like, same.
Yeah. Same girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
My cervix is, I feels for your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? It was like, some of the sex was hot, but some of it was a little boring.
Yeah.
There was a moment where like she's riding him while he's just kind of like sitting on that chair.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm bored.
It was just hard for me to switch modes.
Yeah.
I think this is why like parody porn isn't for me.
Right.
Because I am still thinking about like their weird costumes and the fact that her like little button nose has been smudged.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm just like just distracted.
Yeah.
You know.
It's
true. I like to believe that people like want to be fucking each other, and it's hard when there's like so much like weird, like tossed aside evidence of production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, like just like aware of
itself. Their weird costume
pieces
are sort of still around, and they're on this like weird chair,
it's, like
just having
gross.
Porn sex, and you're like, okay, this is
none of this is hot.
As far from like people wanting like desperately to fuck each other as you can.
Oh, she says, "Happy birthday, Simba."
Oh, right,
because it's his birthday.
Tying that plot back,
important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She does some, she's got some insane, she is a very athletic performer.
Yeah.
There's some pretty impressive positions.
Yeah.
Her ability to like squat and ride is impressive.
Yeah.
She also like reaches around, like under and like plays with his balls like while they fuck. And I was like, that's hot.
It's a good move.
Loved that.
Kira knows what she's doing.
She does. I'm a fan.
And reaching around and playing with someone's balls is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, rarely are you in a position where you're like,
I can get
easily
there.
Reach
yeah.
if you don't happen to be, like, taller or, like, than the person you're having sex with.
Right.
I tend to, as a wee person, I tend to struggle with that.
And then he pulls out and he jerks off onto her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Yeah. Which I was like, I thought we were mating. But...
Good point. That's a major plot hole.
Yeah. Why are we getting a facial?
Yeah. For mating. Where's the cream pie?
Come on, Wood Rocket. I see you. And then we close on a shot of the yellow shag rug as the setting sun.
And the circle jerk of life is complete.
Mm-hmm. And then they
are,
No. Neither.
Are you sure? Because you shared some special feelings about teenage Simba at the top of this.
You're right, I did. No, neither. I'd much rather jerk off to the Disney version.
They're both Disney, but the cartoon version. Not
yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry. The Disney, the original, the OG. If I'm jerking off to anything, I'm jerking off to the OG.
OG cartoon lions for Rachel.
Yeah. When
None
I mean,
for me.
Nala's sex eyes. Here's another big problem I had. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is in daylight.
Yeah.
In the remake. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
It's in the title. Tonight. It's supposed to be setting. It's supposed to be, the sun is supposed to be setting. It's supposed to be romantic. It's supposed to be dark. She like, look it up. Everyone should look it up right now. When he pushes her back on the ground and she like looks up with him with like her sexy like little like lion sex eyes.
Yeah.
And there's some sex appeal
that's
there.
That's certainly in the cartoon porns that we didn't watch.
I mean, that's a big moment and we did not get that.
Yeah. I wonder why they did that.
If I'm jerking off to anything, I'm jerking off to that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't tend to jerk off to Disney movies.
All right.
But
well.
To each her own. And no Wood Rocket for you.
You know Wood Rocket.
Yeah.
I appreciate what they do, and I like that he's like, yeah, I just make comedy sketch with, like, penetration, and I love that, and I'm sure it's for someone. But that person is not me.
Yeah. I appreciate it for the increased exposure to Kira Noir.
Yeah.
Who I'm becoming a bigger fan of day by day.
Yeah.
And I just, applaud the like ridiculousness of this porn.
I bet it's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I bet it's
fun to do, I hope they're having a good time on this.
Like, I bet you they are.
There were times it was like hard to tell because they're clearly just like uncomfortable lip syncing.
Right, right.
But I liked that there was a lyric that was like, is this the weirdest porn of all fucking time? You know, like that the thing acknowledged what it was.
Right.
But I don't need to jill off to that.
No, so. Certainly not. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. It was a weird one, and we took a risk, and we hope that it was worth it.
Worth the it.
Worth
strong
it.
Finish.
That's what I'm known for.
Remember to rate, review, subscribe. Find us on Instagram at GirlsOnPern and on Twitter at GOPThePodcast.
Send us messages.
Tell us hearing from you.
Yeah, tell us like your favorite search term, what you like to watch. If you have videos that you like, send them our way. We love hearing from you guys. Always open to suggestions, critiques, if they're well worded.
We really gotta tighten this finish.
I know.
We do it every time, and it just gets longer.
But have you thought about writing to us?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should. I don't
yeah,
know.
Just like a letter with like thoughts or like a DM on Instagram about how great this show.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for listening.
Love you guys. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.